Russia's presidential election is on Sunday, and the latest polls shows President Putin with a massive lead over his nearest competitor. Challengers accuse the Kremlin of using government resources to promote Putin, giving him an unfair advantage. NPR's Lawrence Sheets talked to voters in one area of southern Russia.
In the 1990s, the Stavropol territory was a stronghold of Russia's Communist Party, so much so that this region of rolling hills planted with wheat and corn used to be referred to as the Red Belt. Not anymore. 65-year-old beekeeper Nina Sergeyeva stands selling her jars of honey in a Stavropol bazaar. Like many others here, Sergeyeva gives typical reasons for her support of Putin.
He's a good president, very good. He doesn't smoke or drink, and he's pleasant to look at.
Sergeyeva's business partner, Lyubov Berkunova, chimes in with similar platitudes.
Putin knows everything. He's very professional. He's been an intelligence officer. For us, it's Putin or nobody.
The two ladies do give some more tangible reasons for their support of Putin. They say unlike his predecessor, the erratic and unpredictable Boris Yeltsin, their state pensions are always paid on time now. Their business has improved as wages have grown for many people. But for many here like Sergeyeva, Putin's image seems more important than his policies. And that's an image that's been carefully honed by state TV, the main news source for most Russians. Sergeyeva refers to recent appearances by Putin presiding over military exercises where he watched a rocket launch and checked out a submarine.
Even when you watch TV, you get a good moral feeling from seeing that Putin. He speaks so beautifully and he goes everywhere. He's in the sky, under the water.
The manipulation of state TV to meet the ends of the Kremlin has been one of the biggest complaints of Putin's detractors. Sasha, a 25-year-old former military officer who now makes his living hawking cheap Chinese screwdrivers and nail clippers at a local market, says people have been brainwashed by all the pro-Putin TV coverage. Sasha plans to select the box marked against all candidates on his ballot paper.
It's all TV. People here watch channels 1 and 2, and those are the president's channels. The pro-Putin agitation is staggering.
Under Putin's rule during the last 4 years, all nationwide TV networks have come under the direct or indirect control of the Kremlin. Putin has not formally campaigned or run TV advertisements, and he's refused to debate. But his activities have almost always led the TV news. The five opposition candidates get far less attention. Just like all across Russia, there's little sense of any real race here in the Stavropol region. Mikhail Tsibulko, deputy editor of the region's main newspaper, Stavropolskaya Pravda, says for most people, that's fine. Tsibulko says Putin has tapped into Russians' desire for predictability. I can't tell you everyone loves President Putin, Tsibulko says, but I can tell you that a respect for authority has appeared that was missing for many years. Putin has reinforced his image as a steady, strong leader with Soviet-era symbolism that many Russians find comforting. Putin allowed the restoration of the music to the old Soviet national anthem, for instance. Stability is what many people in the nearby village of Soluno-Dmitrovskoye seem to be most interested in. This is the birthplace of Yuri Andropov, the late Soviet leader who ruled for just over a year in the 1980s. Many Russians then applauded Andropov's anti-corruption drive after the lassitude of the Brezhnev years. Three construction workers, Yuri, Fedya, and Alexei, are drinking beer outside the village's lone store. Fedya says his life has improved little since Putin came to office, but he still plans to vote for him out of a desire for continuity and order. Fedya refers to a rhyming Russian proverb, to change is to lose, he says. Putin is in the Kremlin. Let him finish what he started. Putin will get the chance to finish what he started. He's so confident of victory that this week, just days before Sunday's vote, he named a new cabinet to prepare for his second term. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.